Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, welcome in on a TV theme song Thursday. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, J.R. Gamble, and for Chris Broussard. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up in about 29 minutes or so, it's Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. That's how we rack up all of those downloads. You want to stick around for that. Thank you, Alex. That and much more here on The Odd Couple, last hour of the show. And, JR, let's get here. Let's start here with the NBA and the offseason. And James Harden, we all know, he opted into the Sixers and immediately wanted to be traded. There's some information that came out. Rob G will give us that. And then basically want to hear from you, JR, what do you think is the better place for him to go? Is it to stay with the Sixers or go to the Clippers? But Rob G, come in and tell us what The Athletic has reported.
Sure. Well, earlier this week, ESPN reported that even though James Harden had still, you know, maintained his trade demands out of Philadelphia, there was a reported, quote, path to reconciliation between he and the Sixers.
Right.
While The Athletic's Sam Amick shot that down in a hurry today in his latest column, saying, quote, Harden's stance has not changed. He still wants to leave Philadelphia. He's still upset with how Daryl Morey handled the situation heading into free agency last month. And here's the key thing. He's still determined to start next season in a Clippers jersey.
Wow. JR, where should he go? Stay in Philly or should he go out to L.A. with the Clippers? Where are you on this?
Honestly, he should retire out to the strip club where he likes to be when games are most important. But if we're talking about specifically where James Harden should go, let's see. I guess the Sixers would probably be the best place to stay with Embiid and those guys. But I don't think that either team is going to win anything with James Harden. He's proved that over his career that he becomes more burdensome than anything else, particularly around playoff time when you need him to lock in and you know, produce some clutch performances, something that he's continuously failed to do in the playoffs. So whichever team doesn't get him is probably the luckier team. So you don't have to deal with, you know, all that comes with James Harden, because it's a lot more than just basketball. So stay with the Sixers. They probably have a team more built to win a championship if he ever does decide to show up in clutch moments in a decisive championship type game.
The gut is probably to stay where you are, because you have Embiid and there is an opportunity to win, and Maxey's there and they have some good players. But there's another part of me that says, if you can go to the Clippers and they can finally just have one season where they're healthy and make a real run at it.
That's a big if.
Well, I mean, that's the history of their franchise. Unfortunately, I've never seen a team struck with so much bad luck and people continually getting hurt. And the 1 year when they were fully healthy, they choked to Denver. They were up 3-1 and lost that series with the Kawhi and with Paul George. And then without Kawhi, they went to the Western Conference Finals, which didn't make any sense when Paul George led them there. And then, of course, the last year, of course, injuries. So James Harden, I mean, obviously there's something there in Philadelphia that he doesn't want to be there, because he opted in to get his money. I don't think that there was much else out there for him. So that's why he opted in instead of, you know, trying to go elsewhere and try something else or hoping that somebody would sign him. But here's the other thing, is we have seen the playoff James Harden. Maybe he doesn't finish the job, but we saw him go into Boston without Embiid and beat the Celtics.
In game one.
And we saw him win game five, which is usually a pivotal game on the road. When, again, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong.
What did he shoot in the fourth quarter to decisive game, though?
No. I'm just saying, but he did go on the road in two big games and scored over 40 points. So we know about all of his woes. I'm not acting like those things don't exist. But we also have seen moments where we say, my God, no Embiid, they win game one in Boston, and he was on fire. And game five,
right, that's who he is,
which
now
is usually
once in
the,
a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest
once
issue.
Once in a blue moon, yep.
But if you can keep, if he can give you a few games and you do have Kawhi and you do have, I don't know.
He's proven that he can't anymore.
No, I said a few games, not like he's going to lead you. And if you have Kawhi and you have Paul George, now I don't know what they'd have to give up to get him, which was probably some draft.
Too much
for
that guy right now.
You can't give up, obviously, your team, because that would defeat the purpose on getting him. But I'm going to say, if I had to pick one of the two, I'm going to say the Clippers, only from this standpoint. I think he doesn't want to be in Philly anymore. The same way he didn't want to be in Brooklyn. The same way he didn't want to be in Houston.
And
I don't know if I want a guy who doesn't want to be there. I've always said either you're in or you're out. And once a guy tells me he doesn't want to be there, I'm not going to force you to be on the team, because you're not going to give your all. If you remember at the end in Houston, he showed up wearing a fat man suit. You remember he put on all that weight because he wanted out. And I
wonder, would I ever trust him after that?
Well, I mean, I agree. Like, you have to question whether or not, but when you're trying to win a championship, sometimes people will make that. You're not going to take them on a team you're trying to build. But if you're the Clippers and you're moving into a new building, you got to make a decision on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And if I'm Steve Ballmer and I could get him and win a championship, you know, you're like, all
when's
right.
When's the last time he's played?
I'm done. I'm done.
Kawhi Leonard. Like, I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't get into these hypotheticals with these players that you know are on their way out. Kawhi Leonard does not want to play basketball anymore, Rob. Why are we talking about him over? Like the last time he's even done anything, that was in Toronto. We're still talking about Kawhi Leonard. The last time James Harden was even relevant at all was for a little stretch in Brooklyn when he went, 16-3, something like that. And it looked like he might be finally playing a role that can help him win a championship. I'm personally ready, and I'm trying to stick on topic here, because you did chastise me for going a bit off the topic in the last two segments, and I apologize to producer Rob if I did. But the thing is, I just get tired of talking about these guys that you know are now what? In the twilight of their careers. They're shells of their former self. But they think they command hundreds of millions of dollars as if they're really game changers. James Harden's not a game changer anymore. He's a nice little player that used to be a great player that can give you some bursts of production here and there. But we're discussing James Harden as if he's an impact player that's going to change the fate of a team. He's not that guy anymore. So that's why I'm tired of talking about him. I'd like to talk about some of the younger players who are far more impactful, far more dedicated winning.
I get that.
Right.
But we're talking about
Leonard ain't been around.
But we're talking about Harden.
I know he's going to go to the Clippers and play with who? So all of a sudden Kawhi and Paul George, who have played what, 30 games together in how many years, they're going to get together. That Kawhi's going to be healthy. George is going to be healthy the whole year. Harden is going to come in, and they're going to rise to the top of the Western standings. No, they're going to be the same team.
Well, they went to the Western Conference Finals without Kawhi Leonard when only Paul George was there. And Tyronn Lue is a hell of a coach. I got to admit, he is a really good coach. I've watched him up close being here in L.A. I didn't know how good of a coach he was when he had LeBron in Cleveland, because you take for granted. You got the best player, so obviously you're going to be a good coach, right, because you're going to win games. But I've seen him make changes and make different personnel changes and change lineups and do stuff to win, and I'm impressed by him. And I just wonder, with James Harden, with your career ticking down, Do you finally say, yeah, I do want to win a championship. I don't want to be a player who's known for bouncing from team to team and nothing working out.
Okay, if he says I do want to, what does that entail, Rob? So you said James Harden says, yeah, I do want to win a championship. I guess he didn't say that for the last four teams. So what does this new James Harden, does that entail not going out every night and to strip club? I'm being honest, strip clubs and parties? Does that say I'm going to really buckle down now and try to win?
No.
Or is he still going to go out every night and party every night and on after game one, fly out with the baby and little baby and go to the party and the Kardashian and Khloe and I don't trust him, bro. I don't want him.
Right, but that's not a question. The question is which
stay
team.
Stay with the Sixers.
Okay,
so
that's what I'm saying. Like, okay,
yeah. I get that.
He's not a free agent. I get that. If you were a GM and I asked you, did you want him? Then your argument would make sense. I mean, it would be like, I don't want him.
So you're that's
saying
my point.
Okay, so you're saying he should. But if you had to pick one of these two, you're saying he should stay.
I open with saying he should stay on the Sixers.
And I'm gonna say.
But if I'm the Clippers, why would I want him?
Because they haven't had enough to win.
He's a shell of what he used to be.
Yeah, but they still haven't won, and you still look like. This is what they do all the time. You just can't look at it and go, we haven't won, so we'll just still keep doing the same thing we've done. That's not how you do it.
If James Harden had one of these, bro, one, I'd believe you. If he had one ring, I'd say, sure. I just seen his act way too many times.
All right.
He needs to stay in Sixers, Philly, and let Embiid carry him.
All right,
try to have some spurges of games, great games. That's it.
What's the better option for James Harden? We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What's the best option for James Harden? Is it staying with the Sixers or going out west and playing with the Clippers? We'll continue that conversation next with you. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker along with J.R. Gamble filling in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless for some reason you don't like the best sports talk in the U.S. of A.
All right, when's the last time you looked at your tires? No, I mean really looked at them, like a close inspection. Because worn-out tires are dangerous. So do yourself a favor and do an inspection, all right? They're dangerous to you, to your passengers, and to other drivers on the road because it takes you longer to stop on worn-out tires. And, of course, they also decrease your vehicle's fuel economy, which takes money out of your pocket. So here's how you check. You don't have to take it into an auto body shop or anything like that. Just go get yourself a quarter. Stick it in the tread. And if you can see the top of George Washington's head, then it's time to replace your tires. So head on over to TireRack.com. Use the tire decision guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. And the right tires for how, what, and where you drive will be told to you. Then you can choose from the full line of general tires. They'll be shipped fast and free to you or to one of more than 10,000 recommended installers. You'll get a free roll hazard protection for 2 years. And you might even get mobile tire installation as well. It's available in many areas. They'll bring the tires to you at your home or your workplace if you qualify and install them on site. It's super convenient. So go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tire test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Money!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Book 'em down on Murder One. Are you kidding? Hawaii 5-0 on a TV theme song Thursday. It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, J.R. Gamble, in for Chris Broussard. Yes, and sir. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Here's the big finish, Alex. There you go. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. For your phone call, James Harden. He has not forgiven the Sixers, apparently, but what is his best option going forward? Should he just stay in Philly, eat the cheesesteaks, or should he go to La La Land and play for the Clippers? 877-99 on Fox. JR, who we got?
Raphael and Cincy, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
All right,
tell me
brother.
I'm not crazy.
All right, brothers. Hey, see, for the beard, Harden, the option would be to stay in Philly. Because I don't want him going to the Clippers and making a good team worse. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember what the greatest Laker of all time, the Black Mamba, said. You're not going to win a championship with that guy. And Kobe said that years ago, before, you know, that was Harden years ago. Now Harden, like you said, brother, that his skills have declined. And I think like Harden and maybe Kawhi and some other players around the league, they might be a little long in the tooth. But I think more than that is they're not thirsty anymore. So I think on like maybe one or two games a week, they'll go out there and just like, okay, like I feel like going all in like that. But the rest of the time, they've already got their ring. They got their money and everything. They're just not thirsty anymore.
No,
but as far as Harden, no defense. You don't want him. He can't separate from defenders, officials.
Hello.
They're already hip to him.
Yeah, but you also I hear all that, but you did see him do some work to the Celtics twice in
stop,
two big
please,
games.
Stop it.
Let's not stop it. These are facts. I mean, he scored over 40 points in game one with no Embiid, where they could have focused in on him and he still was able to get off. And game
five. And he couldn't move for the rest of the series.
I know, but there were those glimmers that give people hope that maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's why he's still playing.
I agree.
877-99 on Fox. We got next.
Next up is we got Al in South Dakota. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. What's up, Al? What's up?
Hey, man. James Harden played himself last year by not taking that long-term deal, trying to play Daryl Morey and being the good faith that they were going to give him the big deal. But the reality of the situation is he could go to L.A., they could get Dame, Giannis, and they will always find a way to be the Clippers. It don't matter who they get. It's a Lakers town.
I hear you. All right. And there's the peanut gallery. We just heard that. Very nice. Go
little
Lakers.
Cutie in the background.
I love that. 877-99 on Fox.
Raymond in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Yo, what's up, brother? Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think Harden should go ahead and stay in Philly. I mean, that's his best bet. It's not like he's going to end up winning a championship anyway. I think his career is kind of like on the downside. Mm. The best thing he should do is just stay in Philly. Don't worry about Houston. Don't worry about L.A. Stay in Philly.
Yeah, because you know what? Let me say this, Raymond. All that talk about Houston, he was trying to leverage that. I never really was buying into it, and you saw them. That they weren't interested in James Harden. And Chris and I were both, even when that talk was coming, it just didn't make any sense. He wanted out of there. Why would they go backwards with a bunch of young players and put a James Harden in the middle there? So that didn't make sense. And you know what? To their credit,
unless he was a leader.
Yeah, but he right. was. You know that ain't the case, right?
Right, okay.
877-99 on Fox.
Gary in Houston, you're on The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, Gary?
Yeah, yes, yes. So this to me is not even close. It's clearly the Clippers. Joel Embiid is just like Harden. He can't play in the playoffs. If you go to the Clippers, you have two guys who have proven more in the playoffs than Joel Embiid. In the regular season, he can play great. It'll be easier to load manage Kawhi. And then Kawhi will come back, and Harden won't need to step up in the playoffs. And JR, you and the caller don't make any sense. You're saying he's all declining, so go be the third guy. Why do you want to be the second guy?
Right, if he is declining, right, he could be the third guy there and not right, be the guy. And Embiid hasn't done well in the postseason. We saw that this past year against the Celtics. His numbers.
Yeah, Gary's assuming he wants to win.
Well, we got to assume, unless he told you that he doesn't want to win, right? We have to assume, unless he tells you either way, that he does or doesn't. All right, we'll squeeze another one in. 877-99 on Fox.
Sam in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Am I crazy?
No, not at all. First of all, why are we automatically assuming that Harden needs to go to the Clippers? Shouldn't Philly be the one, you know, trying to get the best?
No, he wants to go to the Clippers. That's what the story is. We're reporting what the story says, which is that he wants to go to the Clippers, and we're asking you, should he stay where he is, or should he go to the Clippers? Because we're not making up the Clippers out of nowhere. That's right. What he's told his people.
Okay, no, that's fine. I get that. But if that's the case, then it doesn't matter what Harden wants. I mean, he hasn't been loyal. He hasn't been a staple of the team. I mean, the Philly doesn't owe him anything. If anything, they should get the best deal, you know, that comes along for Harden. That should be the main issue. Why should Philly trade him to a team that he wants to go to?
Well,
the
because
doesn't owe him anything.
I hear you. I understand that.
You usually got to win to call shots, right?
But the only problem is you don't want a disgruntled player either. I mean, let's not – you guys can say that all you want, but you don't want a guy who doesn't want to be there. Once a guy doesn't want to be there, you got to move him. I mean,
but how many times are you going to move Harden? How many times are we going to move him? He didn't want to be in OKC. He didn't want to be in Houston. Then he didn't want to be in Brooklyn. Then he didn't. Why do we care?
All right.
Let him stay in the Sixers.
Coming up next, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Can't wait for this. The Los Angeles Angels edition. Oh, my goodness. Be ready for this, JR. You better prep up on the Angels. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. But first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that's sweeping the nation and proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Go check out his TikTok. Go check out the podcast. Check him out on IG where he'd be wearing a new pair of jorts. My man, DJ.
A new pair
Alex
of what? Jorts. Is that what it is?
Yeah, jean shorts. And guys, anybody out there, just remember this. Lie on your resume, get in the door, and then just make it happen. That's how this works.
Fake it till you make it.
That's
right,
baby. That's how we do it. I still remember when I met Annie Z. Shout out to Annie Z. She asked me a sports question. I totally lied my ass off.
Did you really?
But it worked.
Do you know what? When we started WDFN in Detroit's first all sports station, Annie was a producer.
Stop.
There. That's when I know Annie from day one.
Wow.
Of sports talk radio. Isn't that crazy?
You know, Annie once told me that she wants to race you in your new car because she has a very similar sports car.
Does she?
She does. Same color and every. Well, yours is a little different because the matting.
She has Pepsi Blue.
Yeah.
Really?
But she says she wants to race you.
Okay.
For pinks too, Rob.
Yeah.
All right, let's
race
do
for
it.
Pinks.
And she says, unlike Rob, I own my car.
So oh wow.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Annie's a savage.
She is.
All right, guys, though, because Shohei Ohtani's been the talk of the week because of the All-Star game and, you know, the trade deadline coming up, all of these questions are Los Angeles Angels themed. Now, JR, I'm going to go over the rules for you. You got to give one-word clues to help Alex guess the correct answer, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The rules are it's got to be a real word, it cannot rhyme, and it's only one word, okay? So you can't use two words. If you use multiple words, you're eliminated immediately, okay? Does that make sense? Easy enough?
Yeah, so I can't use the word that you have in parentheses.
Correct, because that's the answer.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yes, all right, so let's get to it. I flipped a coin during the update. JR gets question number one. We're going to find out real quick if he understands the rules. JR.
Yes.
All right. Before they were known as the Los Angeles Angels or the Anaheim Angels or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, from 1965 to 1996, they were known as the blank Angels. Mm-hmm. One word clue, JR.
One word clue.
Huh.
All right, and it can't take all day. Ben Maller's on the show.
Ben Maller's on deck.
That's right.
He's in the kitchen.
Huh. Girls.
All right, that's it. You can't.
Rob, you bend the rules more than anybody, and you're over here like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Give me the question again, Rob G.
Before they were the Los Angeles Angels, from 1965 to 96, they were known as the blank Angels.
Girls.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Stop
what
it.
JR, what are you referencing? Oh, my gosh. I feel like it's a song.
That would seem that way, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Alex, Rob G, what are you saying?
I'm not in the game. I can say whatever I want.
Don't be giving a clue.
Brian Finley's just staring at us through the glass, trying to give any kind of clue.
Brian Finley, sit down. Brian Finley, sit down.
Finley is lipping the words to me.
All right, come on, Alex, 10 minutes.
Beast.
That is incorrect. Okay, over to Rob Parker with a chance to steal.
What was the answer?
All right, Alex,
the answer is in the parentheses.
What did Alex say?
I said Beast. Like Beastie Boys? That's what I thought you were referencing.
They were known as the Los Angeles Angels, so now they're the Beast Angels?
Yes. All right, here we go. You ready?
Sometimes you're just that big.
You should see how frustrated Rob gets sometimes. Don't worry about it, JR.
Yeah, here we go.
At least we know it's a daggone city of state, Alex. My goodness. All right.
Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Hotel
California.
Yeah. There we go. Okay.
Come on, that's a clue.
That's a good one.
The Eagles. Okay. Hotel California.
He went from beast to an actual state.
He gave me something I knew.
Hotel California.
Yeah.
That is the key to this game, Jared. Get into the mind of an Alex Tyshirt.
I think his reading comprehension is a little off because we asked him the name of the Angels.
He doesn't know anything about sports.
All right, here we go. Level number two over to Rob Parker this time. Back in 2002, the Angels beat blank Bonds and the San Francisco Giants in the World Series.
All right.
Hey, Rob using his phone for a thesaurus.
Here we go.
Hey, Rob, are you ready?
Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I go first.
Rob goes first this time. Yes. Rob goes first.
I'm ready,
all right,
Rob.
This is so easy.
Okay.
Manilow?
Barry Manilow.
Big fan of Barry Manilow. 10 points for Rob.
There's only one Barry, and that's Barry Manilow next to Barry Bond.
All right. Rob Parker up 19-0.
Yes, a route.
Over JR Campbell.
Look at you.
Back to JR, though. Here we go.
Right.
Level number three. It gets harder as you get up the tower. JR, if the Angels are down late in the game, they famously show a picture of the infamous Rally Blank on the Jumbotron.
On the Jumbo.
Gorilla.
Monkey?
That is correct. 10 points for JR.
Thank you, Alex.
I think you get on the board.
I see what you did there.
You know what I was going to say if it were to me?
No, it doesn't matter.
You know what, Alex? Funky.
You can't say that. It rhymes.
Why?
Don't matter.
Remember, that's the rule.
Oh, funky monkey.
Rob want to win every point.
All right.
You lost that one.
Back to Rob Parker. 19-10, level number four. Rob, without question, I don't care what any of these millennials say.
They get all the easy
The greatest
ones,
player in Angels history was pitcher Nolan Blank, who had his jersey retired back
My
in 92.
My grandmother knows that.
Yes. All right, Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
All right, here we go. Hold on. No, I got time. Okay. Gosling?
Put your phone down, Rob. You don't even know who that is.
I feel like you're referencing a guy I've seen. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah!
Got it. Okay.
I don't
Such
know
a
who that
cheater.
Alex knew who Nolan Ryan was, I'm sure. Already.
He doesn't know who Alex is. He doesn't know who Nolan Ryan is.
Yeah, he does. My grandmother knows who Nolan Ryan is. I don't think he needed that.
You
hit.
Are giving him too much credit,
who
my
is,
guy.
You are,
who is Ryan Gosling?
He's an actor.
An actor.
Rob, I have no idea.
A damn good one, too.
How do you not know that?
I just figured I needed somebody recently saying Ryan. I could have said Seacrest. He would have got Ryan.
That was Ken in the new Barbie movie,
That's
Rob.
Right. And I'm not going to say that he's light-complected, but he would not be welcome on MLB Bro.
Is that right?
That's what I've been told.
Oh, okay. Now everyone's welcome on MLB Bro.
According to Rob Parker,
us in trouble.
Alex has applied three times.
I have.
And he can't get past the interview process.
I keep getting denied.
MLB Bro is like watching Soul Train. Anybody can watch.
Yeah.
Rob, I've been tanning. I hope you know my fourth application will work.
I told Alex he'll be the Jackie Robinson of MLB Pro.
Yes,
he will. The barrier breaker.
All right, here we go. Level number five. Back to JR. Shohei Ohtani's a star attraction right now, but as recently as 3 years ago, the Angels' best player was outfielder Mike Blank.
Bass.
Oh, gosh. It's not what I want to say, but I'm pretty sure I know where this is going. I was going to say something, but I'm going to say Trout, right?
That is okay.
I was going to say fish. I was going to say fish.
I'm glad you didn't.
I know,
thank
me
you.
Too.
Okay.
Let's
JR
go.
Down 29 to 20, but
I'm
two
coming.
More questions left.
I'm
Rob
coming.
Parker, back to you. Level number 6, the Angels edition of Tyser's Tower of Trivia. Rob.
I love the Angels.
The Angels currently play in the blank league West Division.
What?
Of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
How many are there?
That's a very good question, Alex. Does anyone know?
That's
okay.
Actually a
here we go.
Question.
Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Rob, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, do the hand movement. I'm
know,
ready.
It's a hand
go
movement.
For it.
All right.
Text Show me messages. The hand movement. Show me the hand movement.
Finger puppets.
So, all right, here we go.
Okay. How many words can you use?
Cheese.
Love cheese.
What are you saying?
Rob, just because you stare in his eyes for a long period of time isn't going to help him guess
cheese?
What the answer is. See, JR is fighting an uphill battle because Rob's in studio, so
yeah,
he's
but
doing
I'm not
all kinds
doing,
of shenanigans.
I'm not, I'm just looking
help
at him.
Him get these clues.
Cheese.
You're a food guy, American.
That is correct.
American. He didn't
Come
say.
On,
look at you.
What other kind of cheese is there?
Swiss Gouda.
Swiss Gouda. Swiss, provolone.
He
right.
Only,
Cheddar Jack.
The only
Angels
way he could answer that is he'd have to know that they're American and National League because that was a terrible clue.
It was
no,
so
wasn't
bad.
American cheese.
You know what, JR?
I
will give you credit because that would seem like a bad clue, but Rob is staring so intently into Alex's eye, like you know what I eat
okay.
here at the studio.
It's pretty wild.
What do you
always
That's
say?
It.
I eat bologna, cheese,
bologna,
and mayo.
Cheese and mayo.
That's it.
American cheese. All right.
All right, here we go. Last one. Rob's going to win this one. We'll do it for fun because we got time on the board.
Yes.
JR, Mike Trout isn't the only big fish, emphasis on fish, in the Angels' pond. They actually won a World Series in 2002, and they were led by the big bat of slugger Tim Blank.
Pink.
Say it again. Pink?
The question or my clue?
I think you said pink, right?
Yes, pink.
Give me the question.
Mike Trout is not the only big fish in the Angels' pond. They won a World Series.
Oh, salmon!
That is correct!
Oh,
JR got
go.
The hang of it, okay. But unfortunately, he loses the game 39-30. That means we got to get the theme music.
Alex,
of one.
Whose clues were better, though?
There we go.
Yours were better.
Thank Mine. You, thank you.
Hey,
JR, you're the real winner.
There we go.
He got it. Age before beauty. We
there
tried.
We go. Hey, y'all do all that. I'm the winner. You hear
Age
my theme
beauty.
Song?
Let yes. the old man think he won.
Let it breathe. Oh, my goodness.
I might have got an MLB shirt
by us off his lawn.
I need baby oil for this one.
Get off my lawn. You can't give him the answers.
All right. All right. The Odd Couple will wrap this bad boy up coming up next.
No
Stick
way, no how.
And stay.
American cheese.
Man. I'm a little Sammy. Moist right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are we going, Rob?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. All right, it is the Odd Couple wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday here on Fox Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The play of the day by Progressive. That's right. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Indeed. All right, Rob G., I want to bring you in for this last segment. Rob Parker and J.R. Gamble in for Chris Broussard. And
wow.
You know,
flew.
That, yeah, it's all over. 3 hours, really quick. I know everybody's excited that Chris Paul is going to Golden State. There's just one problem, Rob G., is that Chris Paul is not loving this idea of him coming off the bench. What's happening?
That's right. Sam Amick, again, we mentioned earlier in the show with a report on James Harden, included in that same column some notes about Chris Paul. And here's what he said in his insider column. Quote, when Chris Paul pushed back against the idea that he would come off the bench for the Warriors this season, he pretty much assumes that he knew precisely what he was doing, regardless of what comes next. It's clear that Paul is holding out some hope that there's a way for him to start. In fact, according to Amick, Paul at age 38 on the verge of his 19th season isn't, quote, about to fall in line with the Warriors' wishes of him coming off the bench.
Oh, Lord.
JR, where are you on this? If you're the Warriors and you hear this, because you remember the last time we heard Carmelo Anthony, you remember he laughed when everybody said, would you be willing to come off the bench? And he was out of the league for a couple of years.
And if you're the Warriors, that, Allen Iverson.
Iverson, and it didn't go well in Detroit and the rest of his career.
What do those guys have in common, Rob?
What's that?
Allen Iverson and Carmelo Anthony, and now Chris Paul.
What is it?
They never won. And part of, I guess part of the championship attitude is being able to say to yourself honestly and honestly that I'm not the guy I was. And if I really want to put a cherry on this legacy, I need to contain my ego a little bit, deal with reality, and understand what's going on. The Golden State Warriors have a top five starting five in the entire NBA. And I was shocked when they made the Jordan Poole trade, but I get it. Everyone favors Draymond on that team. He has him like all shook or something. Yep. Where I guess, you know, because Draymond Green would be the player I would get rid of, but that's a whole nother story. So Chris Paul comes in. No one thinks Chris Paul is going to be a starter, but obviously Chris Paul does. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I'm confused. And like, you know, Allen Iverson was no longer a starter. He thought he was. Carmelo didn't get the memo. And Chris Paul did not get the memo,
Maybe the Warriors thought that they traded for Cliff Paul, and
there
they thought that he would be fall in line and wear his red sweater and not cause any trouble. But this is bad. This is the bad news, because
it is.
You would hope that at 38 years old, year 19, he would be saying, "I'm coming to the Warriors. I'm going to do whatever we can and try to win a championship." That's
Ego's
all he has to say.
Ego's a hell of a drug.
A lot of guys can't do it, man. They just can't. They have had their butts kissed their whole lives. Everybody's told them great. They don't want to believe it until they actually rip the uniform off of them and tell them to don't let the door hit you on the way out. But these guys, the ego and the money, they don't want to buy into it. That everybody, I always looked at Grant Hill when he had the injuries or whatever. What did he do? He went to the bench, had a long career.
And ended up in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. But he gave in. He was supposed to be one of those guys, one of the next guys, and the injuries took that away from him. But he wasn't like, oh, if I'm not starting, I'm not playing.
But Rob, who's Chris Paul supposed to start over? I'm just asking you, because you're a little more in tune with the NBA, everyday NBA than me. Who's he supposed to start over?
Good question.
Klay Thompson?
Yeah, I guess so. Is that what it is?
Steph to the bench?
I don't get it. I'm really shocked that this is where we are and the Warriors have to worry about this. I'm sure that's not what they thought going in, but maybe they didn't have that conversation, or maybe Chris Paul was saying one thing, you know, when this was going down, and then now after talking to family and friends, because you know that happens a lot, where they start going, making you feel bad. What? You're not starting? Are you going to start? I know they're not going to bench you. Ain't no way you're coming off the bench. You've been a starter your whole career. They're not going to disrespect you, are they? You know what I mean? Right? And that's usually what happens. But all right, here we go. JR, thanks for filling in here.
Anytime.
On the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Tomorrow, Chris is still off tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday. Gary Sheffield Jr. will join us tomorrow on the program. So we'll talk about all kinds of stuff, not just baseball. It was good. MLB Bro, check it out, MLBBro.com. JR, again, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. I'm out of here.
Yes.
The Gambler.
And we'll, no doubt, Fox Sports Radio continues next.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.